Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. We are back. Yes, indeed. We are back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel. Hidden Gospel Revealed. So hear now the gospel word of divine justice that was before sent forth unto all the nations. A word with the hope of peace, now so desperately needed again in this world. It is an exceeding word from above. True to the reality of its initial meaning, was never by any man, nor by any allegiance to any of the institutions of man. It should never have been constrained nor forgotten. So hear now the word of the Most High, as it was prophesied to be restored of old, that now in this appointed time unto this elect generation, this word must become the remembrance of a testimony from above beyond all worldly bias, that in all sure integrity, it must again be declared. And I'm your appointed anointed host, Adam Yah, for this episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal, thankful to the Most High, with the sure help of the Almighty, that I might grant with love from on high unto you a message precious and rare. This message the Most High has said that I must speak. I must speak of exceeding things, truths grasped maturely, only by the most humbly diligent souls. So thank the Most High for his guidance that you hear this word of healing that he in his time has now given. Give thanks therefore to the Most High, for it is in this his due time that you've been guided to have found your way here. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed he has told me, that for his cause, for the cause of his people, I must speak and perform for him utmost important things. And for the blessing of his people, this I must do. This duty he has declared to me was not an option, but rather he gave it to me as a sure obligation. It is not given to me that I ever had any supposed right not to take as his gift this assignment. And he told me that because of what I must do for him, he said, I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he said to me in advance that in doing for him that which he has commanded me, I must surely have his protection and his guidance. And he told me that for him, I must tell you things, very precious things long forgotten and rarely considered. Therefore, for the restrengthening of his people, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things precious and rare, that men have done so of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, shamefully, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. And yet, my brothers and sisters, we must, as a people, hear the word of truth as true, that as a people consecrated and shapen unto the divine purpose, all that is divine
is that
purpose,
right?
We may again reason together as true unto the Most High. faithful, a people of faith, faithful to one as one. Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you. You speak these precious words, Most High's grace of the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, silence. And yes, indeed, if they could, to destroy. My brothers and sisters, I have to admit it's been a little while. Yes, indeed, it's been a little while since last we did a broadcast. Not since this past election, for that matter, have I done a show. So I can only say that there's a lot to speak about tonight. And I pray the Most High that we, as all those who are indeed will be granted ears to hear, the heart to understand. You know, I've said it many times on this show. In the archives, you can find it over and over again. Over and over again have I spoken about something the Most High told me many years ago. One of the things he told me, my brothers and sisters, is this. He said something to me some 30 years ago. He said to me that before it's all said and done, he said, you will see things legislated by this government into law, irrationalities, unseemly things of a sort that you would never have even begun to imagine. But I can only say that according to divine cause for the waking again of his people, that time, yes, indeed, that time is upon us, even now. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about this, what I'm trying to tell you. Even the book of Jude said that in the last days we can look forward to things becoming worse and worse. So I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we need to be very careful in this time. We should have always been careful of what it is we ask for. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Should have all been always been very careful as to what we ask for. The truth of the matter is this. You be very careful what we ask for because we just might get it. Tell you something, my brothers and sisters, please listen. Man was purposed and created from the very beginning. I said man was created and purposed from the very beginning to emanate, to receive, emanate, learn, procreate, and preserve the thoughts of his maker, for which man, from the very beginning, was made. But man, my brothers and sisters, said he wanted choices. Man
outside of divine rule, wanted to establish rule, ideals, after his own misgivings. Well, my brothers and sisters, man, as the course of ages, and especially now, is being granted an opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to see the result of what he has preferred. There's a tremendous amount of prophecy. A tremendous amount of prophecy, my brothers and sisters, that speaks of what the scriptures call the drying up of the rivers, the proving foolish of the rulers of this earth. I said the proving foolish of the rulers of this earth, so that, my brothers and sisters, to desire again that which he should never, I said never should have forgotten. It's time we know this. I can only tell you that we are in a time when the Most High is declaring to mankind, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? We must make peace. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, we must make, again, peace with one another. And the only way we can do that, my brothers and sisters, to know how that can be done, is we have to know what it is, how it is, that we might, again, make peace with him. In a divided world, my brothers and sisters, everyone desires after their own ways. How shall man discern? I said, my brothers and sisters, how shall man discern how to please, again, the one Most High, beyond all the varying differences that to an indiscriminate mankind, a divided mankind, has seemed wise? Shall we see beyond all these things? We must discern, my brothers and sisters, that seeking to be governed by divided mind was never, ever the grace of Yah. It was not by the Holy Spirit that we are under in this world, those of all of us who hearken first to the rulers. It was never by the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that the choices that are being offered to us have been so far away from the perfect will of the one Most High. I can only tell you that man having rejected, pure, perfect thoughts of the Most High has been given over to his own undisciplined, reprobate mind. And after all these differences of divided mind, men have dared to even go forth as to say that they have been filled with the Holy Spirit, saved, sanctified, filled, some say, with the Holy Ghost. My brothers and sisters, and even going far as to say, if they, after so many partialities, have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up and understand the reality of this, because after all these partial ideals and standards, man is still yet under the miscreant standards of the beast nations. Why do I say this? If we understand the scriptures in the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation, reading from the sixth to the seventh chapter closely, what we really began to understand is that to be washed in the blood of the Lamb is to be, since garments are an example of men's allegiances, to be washed in the blood of the Lamb is to be washed of all the varying misallegiances of this world. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to understand this? Truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, I said the truth of the matter is that the various nations of this earth have refused. I said they have refused to discern the pure will of the one Most High as one. I said the various nations of this world I refuse to discern the pure, perfect will of the One Most High as one. And this irrationality, my brothers and sisters, is not that for which I said this massive rationality is not that for which mankind was purposed. For indeed, without question, man was created, purposed to emanate, hear me, my brothers and sisters, only the thoughts of his maker. The gospel is a pure and perfect word from on high. I said the gospel is a pure and perfect word from on high. That a man would be true to it, to discern it, to learn it, to obey it, to love it. Yes, my brothers and sisters, according to all the facets of his meaning, there could be no disagreements and there could be no tensions. But man has chosen to partialize. Hey, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me? He sought to partialize the idea of what is true unto the Most High, forgetting that the very name of the Most High declares that he is all and everything that he is. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the false law of this world is never true to the grace of Yah. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. I said the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. And my brothers and sisters, it is because men have chosen to partialize things. Men have rejected the grace of Yah, seeking to be called wise after what I would call divided mind. I want you to understand what I mean by that. The very term democracy, divided rule, my brothers and sisters, also relates to divided mind. And the Most High is one, and we ought to love him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. We're to seek him with all mind, heart, soul, and might, that we do not blaspheme or insult or take away from any of the precepts of his holy name. We are all obligated to seek the fullness of all the Most High has declared, no less. In fact, my brothers and sisters, to seek to exalt any standard partial in any way short of divine will, all that is divine will, is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, a damnable curse. Cursed is everyone who does not confirm everything written in the book of the law, my brothers and sisters, to do it. Messiah said, you are my friends if you do everything that I command you. When the scriptures talk to us in the book of Jacob, they call it James. It says, we be scattered among the nations. It said, yes, if we be scattered among the nations. That if we lack knowledge, we must remember that the Most High still requires of us a perfect word, complete. The Holy Spirit is given that the righteous requirement, the fullness of what is divine will, might be made complete in us. Romans 8. Tell us, my brothers and sisters, if we ask the Most High, we must ask of him, not mocking, not seeking to make ridicule, or setting up any false example. In fact, the scriptures tell us, if any man does not seek the fullness of what is divine will, being double-minded, how about divided-minded? Not true to an oath unto the Most High. The scripture says, let him not think he receive anything from Yah, meaning let him not think that he, after such divided mind, that he has been under the grace or the gift of the Most High. But the gift of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is access after the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance, reproving all sin. In fact, my brothers and sisters, since the law of the Most High has always been under peace, sin is whatever manner of standard, institutionality, misinterpretation, or misadministration. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? That would cause men to seek to exalt themselves after standards any less than that of the One Most High. The nature of the law of this world, it needs to be explained. The nature of the law of this world is that it always seeks to exalt a standard less than the fullness of divine will, seeking to preserve, in fact, every manner of fallen standards with which the Most High cannot be pleased. The law that we must overcome, the world that we must overcome, is the multitude of its various standards. It misrepresentate. Let's just say misrepresent, misadminister. Divine will, after the designs of another. Partialities and pollutions, which unto the Most High can never ever be pleasing. The Most High declared a plan from the beginning after which there should be peace in this world. And all the nations of the earth have conspired together that the people not know it. Some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. On my website, hiddengospel.com, you'll find articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectations. There's an article there, my brothers and sisters, called, I need to put it up in the chat, more recent, the place, an article called Prophetic Proof that proves that the established principalities and powers, yes, even the churches among you, have done whatever they could to assure that men not understand that the only way for there to be peace in this world is that the multitude of leaders and leaderships, which have maintained a multitude of partial standards, must be proven, in fact, quite deceptive, causing men, my brothers and sisters, not to receive so much truth of the scriptures that must that we be made whole again, received. My brothers and sisters, Messiah said, convert the nations to do all and everything that he commanded under his authority, even the glorious honor and authority of his Father. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything he commanded. He did not say the people should be converted after his will, supposedly someone else's too. The Most High is one. He is not divided. My brothers and sisters, we understand, he said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he commanded. He was not talking about divided mind, my brothers and sisters. Purity and completion offers one choice. He was not talking about a democracy, but a divine sovereignty, my brothers and sisters, true to the pure, perfect will of one. So why, knowing that the Most High is the utmost mind in all the universe, why would man seek to be subject to any rule lesser? Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern, my brothers and sisters, what it is to overcome all the variant miscreant ideals of man, who will understand when the scriptures say, comfort ye, O my people. It's talking about bringing his people to the mind of one, beyond all the variant misconceits of man, something the rulers of this earth never wanted you to know. What did the scriptures say in Psalms 2? The kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High. Yes, they've taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. Amazing thing, my brothers and sisters, you're talking about the kings of the earth standing against the anointing of the Most High, meaning that they seek to keep you under a false law, a false rule, never having access to the whole truth. The kings of the earth taking counsel against the anointing of the Most High, which was teach you all things, therefore leaving you under a lesser standard. My brothers and sisters, every lesser standard unto divided mind is a curse against the understanding, against the covenant the Most High has always desired for his people. I will repeat again, my brothers and sisters, if we look at the book of Jacob and we understand it very closely, what it's really saying is that this divided mind after which we perceive nature, this present government, my brothers and sisters, it could never have been by the grace of Yah. Abraham was told to seek all that is the pure, perfect will of the Most High. And that would be a blessing, a regathering, a healing for our people. But my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you that when this nation was formed, it was not about seeking the pure, perfect will of the One Most High. It was about gathering together a people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the people that had been under the Roman Empire in the West, in Europe, that they be gathered together to overtake this land from its indigenous people. And even, my brothers and sisters, the subjugate people, full of my brothers and sisters that were brought here upon ships, to subjugate them to till, work this land, to subjugate people, my brothers and sisters, while they kept a degree of seeming authority, while they themselves, my brothers and sisters, were never perfectly true to the will of one. This we must understand. But my brothers and sisters, if we understand it, we must come to the comprehension to know that no man, my brothers and sisters, is justified by any standard lesser than the fullness of all that is divine will. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, that there are many who today claim to be pastors, saying that they preach the gospel of peace. My brothers and sisters, the Hebrew word for peace also relates completion. And in their multitude of partialities, it is a shame that these who say they preach the gospel of peace have not known how even to make peace one common agreement unto the fullness of what is divine will and purpose, even among themselves. For this reason, since the multitude of selfishly ambitious and self-righteous rulers have not been able to discern or show mankind the one true way beyond all the constraints of divided mind among the nations, for this reason, my brothers and sisters, Messiah must come. I said, for this reason, Messiah must come. Declare again, my brothers and sisters, unto this world the absolute. For there is no peace, my brothers and sisters, after the lawlessness of divided mind. And the Most High is crying out to mankind even now, make peace, all of you. There's so many of my brothers and sisters who claim to be preachers of the gospel, having authority, the will of the One Most High. But again, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said to mankind, make peace. You really don't have very long to do so. And man, read Isaiah 58, Isaiah 59. Read all those. In fact, we need to read all from Isaiah 55 through 59, 60. Man, not knowing the way of peace, his thoughts not being the thoughts of the Most High, has mocked, my brothers and sisters, been predisposed to mock the truth. But it's only those who take hold to that fullness whom the Most High should be pleased with. And man, not knowing the way of peace, Messiah is sent to declare a standard. Please read Isaiah 59, 8 through 19 through 21. And the scriptures declare all will be counted yet enemies who seek anything less than the fullness of that standard. And indeed, the nation that will not seek the fullness of that standard, the scriptures tell us, in advance shall perish. So Messiah comes in the last days, in a time when the Most High wants peace in this world. Messiah declaring that men have sworn by his name, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. And the Most High has declared no peace. There'll be no peace. There's no possibility of peace. No peace with them, my brothers and sisters, after any standard less than the fullness of all that is divine will. Therefore, Messiah comes forth saying, listen to me, O ye owls. Please read Isaiah 48, 49. Messiah coming forth saying, listen to me, O ye owls, hearken to me, O ye nations. For the Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. Why, my brothers and sisters, to declare again indeed what is glorious before the Most High. And my brothers and sisters, indeed, that my people might be made again strong. Declare, my brothers and sisters, not only the regathering of Israel, but the regathering of my brothers and sisters of peoples, wherever they might be, that it might be again made true to the will of one. Declare salvation from every partial divisive. And again, my brothers and sisters, with the people of the Most High, people who would seek the Most High, that they be made one at the Most High with our people. Again, my brothers and sisters, he might be pleased. We have to wake up and understand. I talked to somebody just the other day, yesterday, in fact, that I talked about how pastors, all their differences, claiming to be gospel pastors, gospel preachers, have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, the one way of pure perfection, according to all the Most High declared. Have not been able to make peace, my brothers and sisters, according to all the Most High decreed, even among themselves, by discerning what that is. His response was, there will always be diversity. My brothers and sisters, did we not understand that the mass of differing thoughts that men have upheld and have upheld, and all the variant misopinions and partiality ideologies? Do you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that if we had been true to the Most High, according to all that he declared for of us from the beginning as stewards under the perfect knowledge of his will, that none of these divisions would have ever come to be in the first place? It's a shame that man has fallen after so many misexamples. I remember a pastor one time saying that one who had entertained the ideas of Islam and had oftentimes spoken even behind the podiums of the churches, and he dared to say these words. He said, it would be so unfair, he said, that the Most High would choose to judge any of us according to a belief that we have not chosen. My brothers and sisters, foolish statement, very foolish statement. My brothers and sisters, shall we not be wise? It's time we wake up and understand. For men have their own ideals, passed them down over the course of ages as a result of a fall, and dared to say, and having fallen away and declared, having declared his own idea of what is wisdom, may have dared to say that men have had a right to defend these abominations, these injustices, even to say that such confusion has a right to exist. In fact, the pastor said, as I told you yesterday, he said there will always be confusion. Well, let me tell you something. There will always be diversity. I would tell you what a person calls eternal is a God to him. Did you hear me? And the Most High is not divided mind. He has promised peace. He has promised that this world should be consecrated after his mind and his mind alone. That was the purpose from the very beginning. 2 Corinthians tells us our weapons are not carnal but mighty through Yah, to the casting down of strongholds and false imaginations and bringing every thought to the obedience the one Most High. And we are ready to revenge all disobedience when our obedience, when our understanding, when our obedience to the truth, mutually, my brothers and sisters, ultimately mutually complete. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, that we call ourselves wise after anything less? Indeed, man has declared all kinds of different ideals that he calls the solution. That he pursues, wanting to declare it peace. But my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter, I can tell you what the Most High told me directly. He said there's only one law that is lawful. Only one law that is capable of bringing order and peace with him. And that law, my brothers and sisters, is his own alone. No pattern of inconjunct or partial thoughts or ideals, my brothers and sisters, will the Most High allow into that beauty that I have spoken about many times in this show, that I call the neural network. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High has a plan. Did you hear me? That every mind be melded together as one true to Him. And my brothers and sisters, it's just like a circuit. No ill-performing parts should be in the midst of the machine. But man has forgotten his purpose is to receive, absorb, and discern, and emanate, never forgetting the thoughts of the Most High. He's forgotten what was said in Genesis 6, 5 through 6, that the Most High was not pleased, grieved with mankind, because his thoughts become evil continually. Doesn't mean, my brothers and sisters, that was intentional. The thoughts of men were intentionally evil. It's just that their thoughts were not true to the Most High himself. Man denying his purpose, wanting to call himself wise, fallen state. Man has been resistant against the will of the One, incapable of performing his purpose, and exactly what it is that brought the flood before. My brothers and sisters, brought destruction upon mankind before mankind is committing even this day. But it was prophesied, my brothers and sisters, that in these latter days, the Most High would begin to restore that pure, perfect word, even declaring Messiah himself declare the full restitution of all this truth, that they who believe in him, I did not say any other, that they who believe in him, might have power to become sons of Yah. I said delivered from all the misconceits of every other unto the will of one. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures have declared the only way this shall occur is by exposing all the various rulers of the world, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, all, as in some way fallen short, for it is declared that the Messiah himself alone will declare again the fullness of the standard. I've said it again and again, my brothers and sisters, I repeat. Throughout the time I've been on Blog Talk Radio since around 2010, the latter part of 2010, I've said it over and over again what the Most High told me. He said before it's all said and done, he said this to me 30 years ago, before it's all said and done, he said, you will see, legislated by this government, all manner of unseemly things that you never would have imagined. Again, my brothers and sisters, I think that time, in fact, I know that time is upon us even now. Do we really believe, my brothers and sisters? I think it's amazing. That it's by the Spirit that teaches all things under one understanding, that the only choices that have been offered to our people, or let's say the only choices, physical choices that people understand after the institutionalities of men, the only choices that have been offered have been one, my brothers and sisters, intensely double-minded, hypocritical, against the will of one. Scripture talks about it, and if you read it, we talked about this before in Isaiah 19, that in these latter days, what little understanding or little sense that the rulers have, the scripture says even that bit of spirit will be taken away from them, or taken away from them. Reason why, my brothers and sisters, is because there must come what the scripture calls the drying up of the rivers, men beginning to see beyond all the mindscapes of rulers who have not ruled according to the will of one. And the Most High told me that no one has a right to rule or control any land but true to him. But nobody has a right to enslave a mind. And refusing the thoughts of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, refusing the pure, perfect ideals of the one Most High, man has had nothing with which to be galvanized again unto peace. Let me repeat that. In refusing the thoughts and the discipline of the one Most High under his perfect will, man has had nothing with which to be galvanized unto perfect peace. Nothing after which to be galvanized as one. Sure, men have used names and titles that they call solemn and holy. But my brothers and sisters, to call upon such names, not seeking the fullness of all the Most High has declared, maintaining all manner of partiality, is not wisdom, my brothers and sisters, is not wise. It is deception, my brothers and sisters, even unto preserving all manner of damnation, all manner of misrepresentation, all manner of misadministration. And my brothers and sisters, it is not to know the Most High as he is at all. Without the thoughts of Yah, man neither knows how to love, my brother says, not no man. And he only knows how to deceive, whether even with the best of his intents or not. The salvation of man from every false ideal, practice, deed, and thought is not wrought of men's thoughts. It's not of your kings, not of your rulers, not of your various many pastors that the scriptures already told you in these latter days must be reproved. But my brothers and sisters, you must understand that since the salvation of man beyond every error and thought is not after a multitude of misrepresentatives, we must understand what the scriptures mean when it says salvation is by faith. We must be faithful. Faithful unto the will of one. But there are many ways. It may seem right unto men, but the end thereof, my brothers and sisters, is deception. Separation from the mind of the Most High. For the wages of such sin, errant thoughts, incapable of performing purpose, is not life, my brothers and sisters, but death. Again, Genesis 6, 5 through 6, why was the world destroyed before? Most High said, the thoughts of men, how about this, my brothers and sisters, been evil, lawless, wayward, undisciplined, not true to his thoughts, continually. And what did the scriptures say that why there must be a judgment upon mankind in the last days? We need to really give a real good look at Micah 4th chapter. It says, because they have not known the thoughts. The nations have not known the thoughts of Yah. Revelation 19th chapter, 19:11-21 relates something that should be wisening to our hearts, enlightening to our hearts. I find it amazing that men have sought to be justified after divided mind in this world. Called it the grace of Yah that a multitude of varying standards they say still has his favor or as a result of his mercy. My brothers and sisters, the Most High is going to declare, has already declared an absolute plan. Plan, my brothers and sisters, is not a result of divine favor. I want you to consider something. Scripture says Messiah will govern this world with a rod like iron, unflinching like iron, discipline it with a rod like iron, my brothers and sisters. And out of his mouth, the scripture says, comes a sharp two-edged sword, a very fine dividing line. How is it that men have said then that it is the grace of Yah to be unprepared for such exceeding discipline? We talk about overcoming the world. We all talk about overcoming the false law, the flaw. It's called the law of this world, after which, my brothers and sisters, every manner of diverse ideal men seek to preserve. It's time to wake up and discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond this illusion. We are already warned that even if we decide against even the least implication of what is written in the law, as declared by the prophets, Scripture says we fall short and shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. I've spoken oftentimes about what I call the spiritual neural network. Access, my brothers and sisters, to exceeding truths whereby every mind that is a partaker must be able to process and preserve a pure word that all are strengthened and enlightened and reinforced by it. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, no one who resists or desires anything less than the fullness of what is divine desire will be allowed unto that blessing. I've spoken oftentimes in this show about how in the book of Ezekiel it talks about the Most High offering to his most elect, those proven most diligent, that power of his spirit. He said he would put upon them his spirit. And he will cause them to keep his commandments. How about all that is his instructions, discerning the wisdom of it all, that men should loathe themselves for all their iniquities, whatever it is that they have functioned after vanities. Well, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, man was warned what would come as a result of his turning away from the Most High. But my brothers and sisters, man did not quickly learn his lesson. I got something to tell you about, you know, I just tell you a little boyhood story. Remember when I was a little boy, and perhaps I think at the time I couldn't have been more than maybe 5 or 6 years old. Not far from Houston, Texas, there is a small island city. Some of you may know exactly what I'm talking about. It's called Galveston. The time I was a little boy, well, now I can tell you, if you go there now, a lot of the areas that were at that time quite sandy, puddles, a little everywhere, quite far away from the actual shore. A lot of that territory at that time was just a lot of sandy area. Hurricanes since then have spread a lot of seeds and foliage through a lot of that area. But back then at that time, there was just a lot of sandy area. And I remember my dad wanted to go out there and he wanted to hit a few golf balls. So a lot of people still do some of that even now out in some of the sandy areas in Galveston. Anyway, that's what he wanted to do. I was out there with him. And I happened to see crawling along, I don't know why I didn't see it before, a turtle. And being a little child, you can imagine, hey, all I knew about, what was that story about the tortoise and the hare? Oh boy, a turtle, cute little turtle. And boy, 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 I told my daddy right quick and said, man, Dad, I want that turtle. My dad turned around and he looked down and he saw the turtle. And he told me, son, you don't want that turtle. And I sit back and we got ready to bawl and act a little silly. You know, our children would do. And I said, but I want that turtle. I want that turtle. I want that turtle. He said, son, you don't want that turtle. So what he did, trying to get me to understand why I didn't want that turtle, we went over and saw a little bit of driftwood. And he, meanwhile, coaxing the turtle from behind a little bit and putting the stick out in front of it. He finally, you know, at first the turtle had his head stuck deep off in his shell, trying to keep him being prodded. But then all of a sudden he took the stick and he got real close to the head of that turtle. And all of a sudden his head lunged out super fast, fast as I could even see his head lash out and snap that stick immediately in half. And my dad said, okay, son, he took his hand over there, son, do you want that turtle? And oh boy, did I ever seek to pull my hands back away then. I said, no, Dad, I don't want that turtle. Well, I said many times that the Most High tells us what we should have really wanted, what we really should have wanted. And how many times, my brothers and sisters, rather than hearkening to instruction, have we been tricked into preferring, for lack of knowledge, what the scripture calls unrighteousness? Well, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, we need to be very careful about what we ask for. Because we just, to prove to us what we should have preferred, we just might get it. I can tell you that across the entirety of this world, I wish I had time on this show, but I can only tell you that throughout the entirety of this world, if we look around us today, I said across this world, if we look around us today, we see something that should to us strike a few chords to make us realize that something is awry. Across the entirety of this world, within and without, across the nations, my brothers and sisters, there is no peace. And what we see of even greater turmoil, which we had time, my brothers and sisters, on this show, but I take you through scriptures like those in Zechariah 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and even around 11th chapter, where the scriptures actually tell us that since we despise the thoughts of the Most High, Most High said he would put the people, cast them out into other lands and put them under the thoughts of those whose thoughts they did not desire. What's the scripture saying? We make men zealous by foolish people for having heard and not listened. It's got Romans in the 10th chapter, my brothers and sisters. Read it closely and understand why Messiah must come to remove all ungodliness from the midst of his people. To open the minds, my brothers and sisters, like the scripture said, a Savior is coming to save you. And then the eyes of the blind should be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. My brothers and sisters, men would not be so easily beguiled and enticed to walk after falsehood if they knew that the error they had sought to trust would have been so deleterious, so dangerous. Somebody said that a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. How true that is. My brothers and sisters, the only recourse then that we seek, not partial perception, but all the Most High requires of us, that we be able to reason together as one, make the wisest decision, that unto his honor with us, the Most High might be pleased. Man, our brothers and sisters, has chosen to call himself wise, having fallen away from the knowledge of the truth, establish all manner of miscreant ideals, all manner of idle patterns of thought. What does the scripture say? The king, men of whom? Set up kings, but not by him. Set up princes and did not require, principles did not inquire of him. Yet they cry out, O our God, we know thee. Setting up kings, false rulers, my brothers and sisters, they might be cut off. That if he gave them some of the greatest things out of his word, the scripture says in advance, they would count it all a strange thing. What is it then, my brothers and sisters, that this world has chosen to embrace? That when the truth should come, men have been predisposed to ignore it. What is it, my brothers and sisters? What does it mean when the scripture says your thoughts have not been like his thoughts, your ways not like his ways? Isaiah 5th chapter talks about, 55th chapter speaks of it. 56th chapter talks about his righteousness being revealed again. Talks about all being conformed again unto one word in the Shabbat, feast of the Most High. But my brothers and sisters, the leaders, the scripture says in the 56th chapter, 9th verse, it talks about how the leaders have been more concerned about how they can scatter the people after their own advantage. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, realize then that it's quite true what Messiah said? He said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. Meaning that whoever would compel the people not to seek the fullness of all that is divine will is against the hope of peace, and that is the only offering world, our brothers and sisters, can give to the Most High that he finds worthy to accept. Most High told me the greatest gift he can give is a law. How about peace, my brothers and sisters? A law by which men might again cooperate, love, and trust. But my brothers and sisters, lest this world perform that purpose, it has no purpose. No peace, however, my brothers and sisters, no atonement for a reprobate mind. And like I said before, no peace for an undisciplined mind. It's written, my brothers and sisters, the last verses of both the 48th and 57th chapters of Isaiah. No peace with Yah, my brothers and sisters, after any standard less than the fullness of all the Most High required. Woe to whoever it is that will seek that others not understand what it is, my brothers and sisters. The standard after which, if you woe to whoever, my brothers and sisters, will be an obstacle against men understanding the fullness of all that that is. Most High has told me long ago that men will be very angry the day that he reveals his name, because he is indeed the great I am that I am. Not as men imagine. He told us in advance not all have preached the gospel. Look at Romans 10. It means everybody preaching a different word, but partialities cannot possibly be the one way of peace and perfect agreement. We're told in the book of Galatians, if any man preach any of the other gospel, let him be accursed. In other words, let him not cause any man to believe that any partial standard is worthy unto peace. People be divided. And what did the scripture say to us in Matthew 12:36? Every foolish or deceitful, how about divisive word that a man speaks? You should give account for it in the judgment. We will warn, my brothers and sisters, against false prophets in Matthew 7:5 and the 5th chapter. Men who teach less than the fullness of a word, warned against partial testimony, meaning that we have to seek the fullness that only by the Spirit of Yah can be granted. But the question to ask, my brothers and sisters, is have men listened? Read Isaiah 48 and understand that the scriptures tell us when Messiah appears, he would say to all mankind, and our brothers and sisters is crying out to mankind even now, oh, that you had kept, preserved, maintained, defended all that is my commandments, my instructions. Then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. And I would not behold your descendants destroyed from before me. My brothers and sisters, man is contentious, man against man, because of the errant differences of his thoughts. Man disrespectful or not respecting the perfect will of one has called himself wise to sit back and say that he has authority. Every man to make war against his brother for his personal ideas, to defend what men say they believe, rather than asking the Most High what indeed is wise. It's a foolish thing, my brothers and sisters, truly it is. It's a foolish thing, my brothers and sisters, when men seek first to be opinionated rather than deeply seeking what indeed is understanding. Kind of understanding, my brothers and sisters, that only the Most High can give. What did I tell you before? When the scripture says, talks about not under the law but under grace, it's talking about being under the false rule of men, the rule of this world to preserve and manifest as many diverse ideals as possible in its ignorance. A direct defiance against what our scriptures I told you before. It talks about every eye shall see the Most High. It's talking about a neural network, a spiritual network of minds all working together. But my brothers and sisters, that agreement cannot be while everyone seeks to exalt his own ideals. Scripture says that the salvation of man, the scriptures, right understanding of the inspired word is not after private interpretation. Not after every man twisting things down to his own level. But holy men spoke as they were given unction by the Holy Spirit. And this, my brothers and sisters, we really understand those scriptures, talks about how we must all seek to understand these things as one. Till the one called the morning star that casts out all the darkness reveals the light the world would obscure becomes a true reality in our hearts. Meaning that we must prepare for him who would judge mankind according to all the Most High has decreed. Read Acts 3:18-23 and understand. Most High said he is all in everything that he is. What are those, my brothers and sisters, who would compel men to believe otherwise? All such doctrine is false religion. Think about it. We were warned, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we were warned. Most High already told man from the time of the garden what would happen to him if he sought to turn away from the will of Yah. Adversary came along and told man that he would be a god if he turned away from the Most High, to declare the rules himself, and all it did is get him kicked out of the garden. Kicked out of paradise. Does man dare to believe that he will return that kingdom? Turn unto Yah. Still doing, my brothers and sisters, what he has continually done to keep himself separated from the hope of peace. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Knowing of a coming falling away that Messiah knew was to come shortly after his death, falling away from the faith. Hey, we've talked oftentimes about what Rome did to destroy that place, Jerusalem, where men of all nations could convene to assure that they were all of one mind. He knew shortly after his death there'd be a falling away from the faith, when that citadel of galvanization of the faith were destroyed, and that's exactly what Rome did. Told his disciples. In fact, he told them that they would be taken before kings and governors for his name's sake, for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the pure word. Rulers despising the greater wisdom of Yah, the greater reproof of the Most High. And he said to them in so many ways, in fact, if you look at the last verses of the book of Yohanan and John, really understand it, my brothers and sisters, what he was saying. He was saying to his disciples, after petitioning for their strength in Yohanan and John 17, he was saying to them and commissioning them to go forth, will you believe? Do you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Beyond all this world of perversion, to believe, to obey his words, his thoughts. Though the lovers of contradictions in this world will seek to continually hide, deny the truth. And even my brothers and sisters, he told them they'd be taken for kings and governors. And many of them, in fact, he told them they would be killed. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, knowing in advance what would have been the fate of those who believed, how many of my brothers and sisters will still stand up for this truth? Well, I can only tell you that today some of the same questions are being asked. My brothers and sisters, how many are prepared today to believe the truth and to walk after the truth, knowing that only those, did you hear me? Only those who are willing to sanction and uphold the fullness of that truth will be confirmed worthy of protection. Though at first, my brothers and sisters, the whole world is inclined to reject any standard beyond what is common in a compromised and hypocritical, short-sighted, lawless worldly status quo. You know, you got to sit back and think about it, my brothers and sisters, today in society. Every sense of allegiance that men are offered in this world, every one of them, as a preference for some man of unrighteousness. How many of my brothers and sisters will trust the Most High to become what they need be? What did the scripture say in Isaiah 50? And Messiah will come forth saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I've not turned back the rebellious way that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. What are those scriptures really talking about? Scripture is talking about one who will not turn back, being granted the opportunity to walk after the fullness of the truth, knowing that the only chance for deliverance that one discerns again fully when all things what before the Most High is pleasing, compelling others to do the same. Oh, there might at first be much persecution. What did the scriptures say, my brothers and sisters? That Messiah would say, Abraham, your father, and Sarah, who conceived you, for he was alone, and the Most High still yet multiplied. And to show, my brothers and sisters, that the partiality that is in the minds of men was never viable. Scripture says Messiah himself would say to those who do not see the fullness of a standard, also, my brothers and sisters, to those who would be true. He said, whoever there is among you who has no light, does not have that perfect invariant word. So whoever is among you who has no light, let him trust in the servant of the Most High, him who is called by the name of the Most High. Read Isaiah 49 and understand it. And be saved by his Elohim, the one who instructed him. The one he calls eternal, the one he calls wise, the one that he guards as teacher and master. And the scriptures even go as far as to say the Messiah himself would say to those who would walk otherwise, if you walk in the sparks that you have kindled, in other words, the flickers of seeming light, what seems to be light in the night, partialities and corruption, say you all are like kindling wood. If you walk in the sparks that you have kindled, the seeming wisdom, my brothers and sisters, that only seems wise to those who thrive, seek in the darkness, said, this you will have in my hand, my hand. He said, you will lie down in sorrow. My brothers and sisters, it is an extreme honor to be offered the opportunity to discern and think and walk after the thoughts of the greatest mind in the universe. You know, I think it's amazing. Man looked upon this world and saw the beauty of so much order. Knowing, should be knowing then, that the Most High wanted nothing but what is utmost good for people that he would call unto the honor of his name. My brothers and sisters, to walk after someone, anything, anyone, any ideal that desires otherwise, my brothers and sisters, is an utmost insult. There is no other perfect peace, my brothers and sisters. There is no other righteousness. There is no other perfection. There is no other purity. There is no other. There is no greater wisdom than what the Most High himself would honor and would offer. How is it that men, my brothers and sisters, have looked for something else? Seeking to divide the mind of the Creator himself. And now you understand what I mean when I say that. Men have looked, have had all command of different doctrine and said it's all to the honor of one. All kind of different, diverse, partial, and polluted doctrines and said it's all to the honor of one. Direct defiance against what the scripture calls the Shema. That we need to know the Most High as one, congruous in all his thoughts. Therefore, we are obligated to seek the Most High with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. That we be a blessing unto the holy name and a blessing to one another. To seek anything less, my brothers and sisters, would never love for Yah. Never love for one another. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures do not speak of what tradition has called, and they've actually twisted the scriptures to relate it that way. What they not call a savior, what the Greeks and the Romans called Christ. I know it sounds like a hard word to say for many of you, but the word Christ, my brothers and sisters, was a term used by heathen polytheists more than half a millennia before the birth of Messiah. It related someone that would uphold all the variant ideologies, doctrines, and, if you will, spirits of all the various pagan gods that seemed to be wisdom to a divided, self-righteous, incongruous, and indiscriminate people. Not true, nor faithful, not a faith beyond the differences of this world, never true to the will of one. You need to know more about the Most High, his salvation, even his Savior. The Savior that he said he would send to remove all this ungodly thought from the midst of his people. Discern, my brothers and sisters, check out on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article like the one, good place to start, is that one called Prophetic Proof. Discern, my brothers and sisters, what the faith was really called after the title of one who was likened, the scripture says, to the rising sun. Cast out all the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure, and expose all those who would hide the truth from you. You understand, my brothers and sisters, what Messiah meant in Revelation 22:16 when he said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. You would understand, my brothers and sisters, that he comes to bring an exceeding light that none of the standards of the nations, my brothers and sisters, and their divisions have been true to. So the scriptures actually say in Malachi, in the second to third chapter, on 2:17 and 3 and 4, Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4, 41:21 through 42:4, the Messiah comes to preach the gospel of peace, the pure, perfect word that none of the rulers would, lest they expose themselves. He must restore righteousness as of old, as in former years, and whether or not men are willing to hearken to the fullness of that truth will decide their fate. Whether man, my brothers and sisters, will inherit, or perhaps I need to explain this, whether men will inherit a place upon the land or in it. I know that sounds a hard way to put it, but I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. We have to stop and consider, what manner of soul, and that word for soul actually relates to physical body, my brothers and sisters. What manner of soul will be found worthy of the resurrection? It must be that of one whose will has no resistance against the perfect will of the Most High. Why would the Most High raise up anybody to resist him? First command, we must love him, therefore seek him, seeking what we love, to please him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. That there be perfect agreement among our people, my brothers and sisters, and the Most High, beholding a people true to himself, shall indeed be pleased. Nothing less, my brothers and sisters, is the acceptable will of Yah. Nothing less, my brothers and sisters, will be the peace, the promise of peace for a people. We go back and look, we understand why Jacob was finally called Israel. He sought the blessing of the Most High and would not let go of the opportunity for that blessing, would not let go of the opportunity for that wisening of mind that can only come from on high. Until, my brothers and sisters, he was blessed, granted the knowledge of a covenant that would ultimately, my brothers and sisters, one day be the blessing of a people. When the Most High told Abraham that surely he would bless him, he was talking not only about Abraham in terms of material wealth in the world, which he did attain, but he was talking about, my brothers and sisters, that he made a promise that he would gather all his people one day onto one mind. Peace, my brothers and sisters, to one understanding, and blessed are they who will understand this. But like I said before, my brothers and sisters, we only understand it when he said, go forth and teach all nations all things that he had declared, given power, authority from on high, and that's a pure, perfect word from on high, after which all must be governed, all required to attain, as if they will be good stewards unto the Most High. Once the earth belongs to Yah and the former of the world and all they that dwell therein, it's the duty of a good steward to discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the will of his maker. But men sought to divide this world after their own ideals, saying they have a right to divide up the lands after their own miscreant thoughts. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he declares. No, my brothers and sisters, that is not divided mind. He said, by the power of the Spirit that teaches all things that he commands, baptizing, purging them, converting them, how about beyond every partial standard, every false law and false rule, to do everything, to believe everything, to obey everything that he commanded. Nothing less will be peace, my brothers and sisters, and they call it the gospel of peace, and blessed are they who will understand this. Woe to those who believe they have a right to dissuade the minds of their brethren. Blessed are they who, my brothers and sisters, will seek the Most High, that in nothing do they fall short of what the Most High will be utmost pleased with. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor and his praise always, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank the Most High for every ear he brings near. And under his might, honor, and praise always, hallelujah! Thank you all again. Yes, I do. For listening.
Thank you.